This is KCUR 89.3. After years of advocacy work, many cyclists are seeing a bright future ahead in Kansas City. Cities are building more and more bike lanes and trails, and an interesting variety of bike groups have made cycling more accessible. But accident reports show that safety continues to be a major issue. KCUR's Alex Smith looks at what's behind the problem and at the quiet movement to make people more aware of it.
In early April, dozens of cyclists gathered in a Midtown grocery store parking lot for a crosstown trek in honor of a fallen friend and fellow rider. 32-year-old Anthony Saluto had been killed a few days earlier when a driver heading the opposite direction swerved into his lane and hit him. Many of the cyclists, like Peter Quick, were still shaken up.
It's like losing a family member. You know, bicycles in this town, we're a pretty tight-knit group. So when something happens to somebody, you know, it hits home pretty fast.
As old pop songs blasted from a giant battery-powered speaker, the cyclists gathered around a trailer carrying an unusual bike, a hybrid like Saluto rode that was stripped of tires, brakes, chains, and pedals. It was painted entirely white and displayed a sign reading, "Anthony Saluto, Ride in Paradise." Just a few blocks away, another plain white bike is chained up at the site of another cyclist fatality. Ghost bikes aren't legal in many places, but that hasn't stopped them from becoming a common sight in cities throughout the world. Most cyclists trace the ghost bike tradition to St. Louis in the early 2000s when activists installed them as a way to mourn and send a message. Eric Rogers is the executive director of the advocacy group Bike Walk KC.
It's also a way to draw attention to the fact that cyclists, just like pedestrians and folks in wheelchairs and other things, are a little bit more vulnerable when we're out on the road. And we would like to draw attention for motorists to see that we're here, and we would just like them to be a little bit more careful.
A decade and a half after the first ghost bikes appeared, their message is still urgent, especially in Missouri. Last year, 9 cyclists were killed in the state, compared with an average of around 4 during each of the previous 6 years. The Missouri Department of Transportation says the increase is due in large part to an increase in driving statewide, which has led to more cars and bikes interacting. But cyclists say there's more going on.
We're not in the way of traffic, we are traffic.
Despite the awareness efforts, cyclists like Rod McBride say they feel intimidated by drivers who, unintentionally or intentionally, threaten their safety on the road.
We deserve to get there alive just as much as anybody else, and we don't have 4 walls and a seatbelt and an airbag protecting us.
But state laws are clear. Cyclists are entitled to the road. They aren't allowed on sidewalks in business areas and can use a full lane if they're riding at the speed limit or if staying to the right isn't safe. Cyclists can also take a full lane if they're turning left. The cyclists at the Saluto rally were pretty unanimous about the need for more driver awareness, but many, like Steve White, acknowledge there's also a problem in their ranks, too.
There are cyclists who are bad cyclists. I know people who don't ride that well, and I don't like riding with them because there are hazards to themselves and to other people.
Though reckless cyclists are frustrating, advocates ask motorists to be patient because any collision involving a bike and a car never ends well for the cyclist. At the memorial ride for Anthony Saluto, the cyclist slowly set out to ride alongside the trailer carrying the ghost bike. Many in the group wore eye-catching costumes, and bystanders might have seen the ride as a lighthearted event. But the recent loss of the fellow rider and the serious danger cyclists often face was on the minds of many, including rider Harley Kennedy.
Our kids and our wives would miss us if we were gone. So, and obviously, Anthony's family misses him because he's gone now. So it's, you know, these are people, and we've got to make sure and look out for one another. You know, if somebody loves to do something, why not let them do it?
Love for cycling has been spreading, and that's good news for bike safety. The numbers of riders in Missouri has doubled in the last decade, and studies show the more riders there are in a city, the safer it is to ride there. Alex Smith, KCUR 89.3.